No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this February 7th. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. Nothing on lawmakers' calendars about one of the fastest growing and odious issues facing the state. For all we've heard about a so-called bathroom bill, if lawmakers are first and foremost worried about sexual predators and vulnerable kids, they need look no further than a special report in the Austin American Statesman. Julie Chang just wrapped up a year-long investigation into an alarming increase in improper student-teacher relationships. Julie, thanks for taking the time to join us on The Standard.
Thank you.
I think a lot of people are feeling a little moral panicked out here, I suppose it's fair to ask, are we actually talking about a growing problem that's of crisis proportions, or is this something salacious or political getting whipped into something bigger?
I think that there is definitely a concern here from several folks that I talk to, not just lawmakers. Whether this is a growing problem is up for debate, because social media these days could just be making these incidents more public than it has ever been before. So there are some researchers and folks out there who think that this has always been a problem. It's just now that it's becoming more apparent.
We're just talking about it more because of social media and other things that make it easier for us to do so. Your research, though, goes back. I mean, you're using the old shoe leather approach. You're taking it back to 2010 up until December of 2016. What did you find?
I found that in more than half of the cases, teachers who lost or surrendered their teaching licenses were never charged with a crime. And these are teachers who were accused of having improper relationships with students.
Let's stop right there. You say more than half of these cases. What's the total number here?
686 cases.
686 cases between 2010 and 2016 that you've identified and you verified as well?
Yes, I did. I requested the data directly from the Texas Education Agency.
I'm surprised I haven't heard those numbers compiled this way before. Is there nobody keeping tabs or what?
It's not readily available publicly. I did have to request this through an open records request. So this is not something that TEA would make public in say, a report every year.
Maybe this is asking more than you were able to find, but when you compare that astonishing figure with, say, previous years, is there a pattern or a trend that you've noticed?
Well, I didn't narrow down the data year by year, but if you do look at cases that the Texas Education Agency opens each year, in terms of cases of teacher impropriety with students, there has been an increase over the last 8 years.
Why? What are experts saying that accounts for that increase?
According to the Texas Education Agency, it seems like social media has played a large part in this rise in the number of cases. It's just easier for teachers to develop more personal relationships with students via this platform without oversight from other adults.
But I want to get back to this earlier finding that that you were pointing out. Half of these teachers, if I understand what you're saying, are never punished or they move on? Or what exactly is happening to in half of these cases?
It's also important to note that in more than half of these cases, not all of these teachers have their licenses revoked. Mm-hmm. Many of them surrender their licenses. And in some cases, there could just be teachers who did not want to fight this and not necessarily have committed, you know, actual sexual misconduct towards a student. It could have been as relatively minor as maybe sending an inappropriate text message to a student.
Of course, the operative word there is relatively, because it's, as I understand it, that is prohibited by many municipal ordinances, having that sort of contact with students, right?
State statute says you can't have online solicitation of a minor. So prosecutors basically have to decide whether that adult via that text message was trying to solicit sex from that student. And I think it's a gray area, really. It's up to interpretation on how you read that text message. It's a little bit more difficult to determine than we'd all like to think it is.
Of these teachers named in these investigations, how many end up teaching again, maybe at another school in another district?
It's hard to say, and it's very difficult to track because the nature of these cases is that they're very secretive. But just from my analysis and a quick review as I was going through each of these cases, I did take note of certain ones, and I came up with about half a dozen, but that's definitely not a concrete number. I would say that it happens, again, relatively infrequently, so it by all means doesn't happen very often.
Well, the legislature's meeting, so there would be an opportunity to try to approach this from some sort of policy perspective, no? I mean, has anyone filed legislation to your knowledge to deal with this issue?
Yes. There have been two bills so far, major bills so far, that would address improper teacher-student relationships. One by Senator Betancourt out of Houston, and another by State Representative Tony Dale out of Cedar Park. These two bills would make it illegal for teachers from covering up other teachers' alleged offenses.
I see. I see. But there's nothing that's been proposed that goes straight to the relationship between a student and a teacher or the penalties that might attach?
No, there has not been.
It'd be interesting to see if your reporting causes any change in that regard. Julie Chang reports on state education and social services for the Austin American Statesman. Julie, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us.
I appreciate it.